Good morning. Thanks for sharing this part of your day with us. Local Congressional Representative Dave Loebsack and two other Iowa Democrats serving the U.S. House voted to impeach President Trump last night, while the one Republican, Congressman Steve King, opposed it. Congressman Loebsack from Iowa City, who's not running for re-election, issued a written statement. He says President Trump's actions cannot be allowed to stand as an example of future leaders. Now, the impeachment process moves the trial over to the Senate, and both Republicans who represent Iowa in the U.S. Senate criticizing the House vote. Last night, Senator Joni Ernst tweeted, "The Democrats, in her words, have been heck-bent on impeaching Trump since day one." Senator Chuck Grassley issued a written statement accusing Democrats of advancing the first partisan impeachment of a president in modern history. The Iowa Democratic Party's chairman, he tweeted he was proud of the three Iowa Democrats in the House for showing that no one, not even a president, is above the law. Well, if Iowa voters cannot make it to their neighborhood precinct meeting site on caucus night, the Iowa Democratic Party has sanctioned 99 satellite locations for caucusing on February 3rd, including two locations in Grinnell, one in Marshalltown. 71 of the satellite caucus locations are in Iowa at places like college campuses, senior living facilities, churches, and religious centers. All locations evaluated and approved by a site selection committee. In Grinnell, the satellite sites are Drake Library on Park Street and the Carmen Center at Mayflower Retirement Community on Broad Street. Marshalltown's location is the local 893 UAW Hall. Registered Iowa voters overseas have the option of caucusing in a student housing building in Paris, France, or homes in Scotland or the country of Georgia. Iowa Democrats also established caucus sites in Arizona, California, and Florida for Iowa voters who retreat to warmer states during the winter. And Iowans around the nation's capital, they can caucus at a Marriott Hotel in Washington, D.C. The Jasper County Board of Supervisors have approved the hiring of a new deputy sheriff and a legal assistant for the county attorney's office. Sheriff John Halford, he says Steve Wright will join the sheriff's office January 4th. His starting pay will be the year three rate, $28.59 an hour.
Steve's previously a certified police officer and worked in agencies within Iowa. And one of the things that we wanted to do this time to attract some experience was offer lateral entries, which basically consists of offering a higher wage and vacation to get officers in that have some experience. And Steve met those requirements, and we're excited to have him start in the first week of January.
Wright is the third recent deputy sheriff hiring. Sheriff Halfordy notes locally and across the nation, interest in law enforcement is down, and so are the number of applicants for vacant positions.
Every year we're seeing an increase in the number of assaults and attacks on officers, including ambushes and officer deaths. So that may be a deterrent to some people, and I certainly wouldn't blame them for that. They want to consider the dangers of that job and whether they want to work in it.
Two of the new deputies are replacements for individuals who left the department. The other is filling an additional position that's just been added. Now, in the county attorney's office, Brenda Lillard will start work as a legal assistant tomorrow. Her pay will be $19.59 per hour. We're now less than a week away from Christmas. The Iowa weather forecast, warm and should be dry as we head to the year-end holidays, making for easier travel by road and air. Rose White with AAA Iowa says that people love to travel to see friends and family during the Christmas and New Year's holiday, and that's especially the case when times are good.
With unemployment at historically low level of 3.6% and both disposable income and household net worth set to improve this year, Americans are well positioned to travel this holiday season.
AAA is expecting for the eighth straight year a new record high for travel volume from this Saturday through New Year's Day. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.